Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Turning Point USA, the conservative youth organization co-founded by the late Charlie Kirk, will be making a stop in Portland this week as part of their Make Heaven Crowded tour. A report by Rachel Fugardi, published by the Southern Poverty Law Center last year, details their concerns about the organization and their connections with hard-right extremists. Quote, Turning Point USA's primary strategy is sowing and exploiting fear that white Christian supremacy is under attack by nefarious actors, including immigrants, the LGBTQ+ community, and civil rights activists. TPUSA and its spokespeople often warn their audiences that their children, wives, religion, way of life, and they themselves are under attack by various constructed enemies. TPUSA exploits complicated feelings of insecurity and anxiety to manufacture rage and mobilize support to revive and maintain a white-dominated, male supremacist Christian social order, end quote. For the event coming up later this week, a local evangelical church, Calvary Chapel from Westbrook, rented the expo in their name. They announced later that Turning Point USA was going to be involved. Back in March, News Center Maine quoted Calvary Chapel pastor Travis Carey speaking about the event at a church meeting. Quote, My fear would be someone in the municipality of Portland would try and throw a wrench in the gears. You know, they found out it was a faith event, and maybe they'd find out it was a Turning Point event, and wouldn't you know it was the manager. The guy in charge of that whole office is a born-again believer. He testified that there are some in the office that aren't so happy about this event, but he's the boss, so God has been really kind to us, end quote. In response to the Turning Point USA event, a multi-faith coalition will be holding another event a few miles away at the same time. At least 15 churches and faith organizations will host Love is the Point at the historic UU Church in downtown Portland, featuring speakers and music. Organizers of Love is the Point write, quote, The multi-faith leaders organizing the event intend to shine a light on the love and community support found in Greater Portland and throughout Maine for all those who feel that their lives, safety, and rights are oppressed, targeted, or at risk in the hands of right-wing politics, white supremacist ideas, and white nationalist ideologies. This event is for anyone who believes that all humans, regardless of origin, race, gender identity, and gender expression, sexual orientation, or faith tradition, have equal and inherent worth. No one is wrong or bad or unlovable or unwelcome because of who they are. Immigrants and people of all races and backgrounds are welcome here and everywhere. A diverse community is a stronger community. Trans and queer people are welcome here and everywhere, enriching and strengthening our communities. Reproductive rights are essential. Everyone has a right to make their own decisions about their own bodies. And gun reform is needed to protect our communities, make our schools safe, and lower the instances of gun violence and death, end quote. The Love is the Point event will be taking place on Friday from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Universalist Unitarian Church on Congress Street in downtown Portland. At the same time, the Turning Point USA and Calvary Chapel event will be happening at the Portland Expo. I'll post links for information about both events and the article that I cited. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.